Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Keep Moving, and other tips and truths about living well longer. Is Dick Van Dyke's upbeat, experience-driven reflection on aging with purpose. Drawing on a long life in entertainment and a reputation for physical vitality, Van Dyke shares practical, plain-spoken ideas about staying active, curious, and connected. The book blends personal anecdotes with common sense guidance, emphasizing that longevity is not only about adding years, but also about protecting joy, mobility, and independence. Rather than presenting a rigid program, it encourages small daily choices that compound over time, from movement and play to relationships and attitude. Van Dyke's approach stands out for its accessible tone and focus on what is realistically sustainable for ordinary readers. It is less about chasing perfection and more about building habits that help the body keep up with the life you still want to live, no matter your age. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, movement as a daily non-negotiable, a central theme is that consistent movement matters more than intense, occasional workouts. The book frames physical activity as a lifestyle choice you protect the same way you protect sleep or meals. Instead of treating fitness as a project with a start and end date, it promotes the idea of keeping the body in use through walking, stretching, dancing, light strength work, and other enjoyable forms of motion. This emphasis is especially relevant for aging readers, since maintaining balance, flexibility, and muscle can support independence and reduce the risk of injury. The message is also psychological. Movement keeps energy circulating and can interrupt the mental stagnation that sometimes accompanies getting older. The takeaway is to build simple routines that are easy to repeat, adjust, and return to after setbacks. By lowering the barrier to entry, the book encourages readers to stop waiting for the perfect plan and start with what they can do today. In that sense, movement becomes a mindset, not a performance, reinforcing that the best exercise is the one you will actually keep doing. Secondly, a practical view of health habits in moderation, rather than prescribing strict rules, the book stresses sustainability and moderation. It highlights how long-term well-being tends to come from ordinary habits repeated over decades. Reasonable eating patterns, hydration, sleep, and paying attention to what your body tolerates as you age. The tone is realistic about the fact that people are not machines and that enjoyment is part of a life well-lived. That perspective can help readers avoid the all-or-nothing cycle common in health and diet culture. The book also points toward personal responsibility without harshness, suggesting that small improvements are worthwhile even if you are starting late. It reinforces the idea that you can make healthier choices while still keeping life pleasurable, because deprivation tends to fail in the long run. The underlying point is to reduce friction around good habits, make better options easier, make routines simple, and treat health as something you support daily instead of something you fix only when problems appear. Readers can interpret this as an invitation to create their own flexible framework rather than forcing themselves into a rigid template. Thirdly, optimism, humor, and resilience as longevity tools. Another important topic is the role of outlook in living well longer. Van Dyke's public persona is rooted in humor and warmth, and the book channels that sensibility into a broader argument. Attitude influences how people cope with stress, change, and the losses that can come with aging. While optimism does not replace medical care, it can shape behavior in ways that improve daily life, such as staying socially engaged, continuing to try new activities, and recovering more quickly from disappointments. Humor is presented as a way to keep perspective and reduce the heaviness that can accumulate when people focus only on limitations. The book also underscores resilience, encouraging readers to keep participating in life instead of retreating from it. That may mean adapting expectations, modifying activities, or accepting help without surrendering autonomy. The overall takeaway is that mental habits are also health habits. The way you interpret challenges affects the choices you make afterward. By emphasizing levity and forward motion, the book argues for an internal environment that supports better decisions and more consistent self-care. Fourthly, purpose, creativity, and staying engaged with the world. The book highlights engagement as a key ingredient of successful aging. For many people, retirement or major life transitions can remove structure, audience, and goals. Van Dyke's example points to the value of having something to look forward to, whether it is creative work, volunteering, learning, hobbies, or projects that keep the mind active. Engagement is portrayed as both cognitive and emotional. It helps maintain curiosity, reinforces identity beyond age, and creates opportunities for social contact. The broader idea is that the brain and spirit benefit from use, just as muscles do. Staying engaged can also counter isolation, which is increasingly recognized as a serious risk factor for health and happiness in later life. The book encourages readers to keep discovering new interests and to give themselves permission to be beginners again. That beginner mindset reduces fear of embarrassment and supports a playful approach to learning. Purpose is not framed as a grand mission, but as a steady sense that your days still matter and that you can still contribute, enjoy, and grow. Lastly, aging with grace, realism, and self-compassion, a final theme is accepting aging without surrendering to it. The book balances encouragement with realism. Bodies change, recovery slows, and limitations may appear, but those facts do not eliminate agency. Instead, they call for smarter choices, better pacing, and more self-compassion. This topic resonates for readers who feel pressure either to deny aging or to treat it as decline. Van Dyke's perspective suggests a third path: acknowledge what is different, then focus on what is still possible. That can include adjusting routines, focusing on joint-friendly movement, prioritizing balance and mobility, and being willing to rest when needed. The book also points to the emotional side of aging, including the importance of relationships, gratitude, and maintaining dignity through transitions. Self-compassion plays a practical role because shame and harsh self-judgment often sabotage health efforts. By encouraging readers to keep moving forward without perfectionism, the book makes healthy aging feel achievable rather than intimidating. The core lesson is that grace is not passive acceptance. It is an active choice to live fully inside the reality you have today. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who want an encouraging, grounded perspective on aging well, including adults entering midlife, retirees shaping a new routine, and anyone who needs motivation to rebuild basic healthy habits without rigid rules. It is also a strong fit for readers who prefer wisdom rooted in lived experience rather than technical wellness jargon. The likely benefit is practical and emotional. It can nudge you toward daily movement, more engagement with people and interests, and a kinder mindset that makes healthy choices easier to sustain. By treating activity as something joyful and adaptable, the book can help readers protect mobility, confidence, and independence, which often matter more than chasing perfect metrics. Compared with many longevity books that lean heavily on optimization, strict programs, or dense science, this one stands out for its approachable tone and human focus. It offers an appealing blend of perspective and simple actions that you can start immediately, even if you are not in peak shape. The value is not in a complicated system, but in a memorable message: keep participating in your life, keep moving your body, and keep your spirit open to what comes next. If you would like to support Dick Van Dyke, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.